An index fund isn't a silver bullet. Here are two strategies to fast track your way to wealth. In this video, I'll show you why index funds aren't perfect when it comes to building wealth. I'll reveal two proven ways I personally used to become a multi-millionaire in only 8 years, plus a bonus. The first strategy might piss off some index fund gurus. The second strategy might piss off Warren Buffett. Ooh. And if you like this video, I've got way more tips and strategies on how to build wealth quickly. Check them out in the description below. Index funds have been becoming a phenomenon. Everybody's talking about it as the safest way to start investing. And don't get me wrong, investing in index funds is better than not investing at all. But it's definitely not end-all be-all. Why? Here are a couple of analogies. I believe investing in an index fund is like buying that fruit bundle at the grocery store that might appear cheaper, but in the middle of it, you might have a bunch of moldy, old, and spoiled fruit. You know what I'm talking about, right? Investing in individual assets will give you your control back. You can pick the fruit that appears the most delicious to you. And besides that, most index funds' growth is driven by a handful of companies in them. So my question is, why not just invest directly into those companies instead of blindly following an index that tracks the value of all of these companies that you may or may not even be aware of? By investing in an individual asset, you actually become a shareholder of that company. You can allocate how much you individually want to invest in that company, and you get other benefits like dividend payments. That way, you can support the companies that you actually truly love, and you won't accidentally invest in a company that completely goes against your moral values that may be hidden somewhere inside that index fund. For example, I never invest in oil. Not that there is not money to be made in oil, but being from Iran, I know that all of these wars in the Middle East would not happen if it wasn't for oil. So I cannot even get myself to invest in oil, even if it makes me tons of money. Now think to yourself, is there a company that you'd never want to invest in? They did something that completely goes against your moral values? By investing in an index fund, there is a very high chance you will be supporting a company or an asset that goes completely against your values. So if you want to have more control and earn higher returns on assets that you actually want to be invested in, consider adding these two strategies to your financial plan. Number one, invest in other businesses. This can come in the form of private equity or publicly traded stocks. Investing in publicly traded stocks is easier, and some may argue safer, but investing in private equity is a little bit more complicated and has way more higher returns. But how would you pick among thousands and thousands of companies and publicly traded assets? Great question, Adam. Choosing individual companies to invest in at an optimal price is kind of like going bargain shopping during Black Friday sales. So you probably already know what you want to buy during the sale. You're just looking, waiting for that exact moment that the price drops so that you can go and capture them. So the best place to start when it comes to investing in individual stocks is your own credit card statement. Take a look at the companies that you are a recurring customer of and add them to your list. Then using the strategies that I teach in my free masterclass, you can actually go against the market hype. And when everybody else is panicking because the price has dropped, you go and buy. Because Invest Divas and Invest Devos love a good bargain sale. Strategy number two, cryptocurrency. Ooh, I know that sounds a bit risky. Here's the deal. I heard about Bitcoin back in 2011 when it was only $5. One of my mentors told me to go and buy Bitcoin, but I was like, I don't know about this. I've never heard of this. So I didn't invest. Am I beating myself for not investing in Bitcoin back then? A little bit, but I also give myself props for not investing in something that I didn't know. Fast forward to 2016, a company in the UK asked me to do research and analysis for them about the cryptocurrency market. I told them, I have no idea what this market is about. And they told me, can you please research and give us your thoughts anyway? And I'm like, you're paying me, so okay. as I was doing my research and going down the rabbit hole of the blockchain technology, I suddenly realized something crazy pants. You see, I'm from Iran, and before I was born, my dad was a successful CEO of a big company and was kind of wealthy. But then in 1979, the Iranian Revolution happened and he lost everything to the new Iranian government. How? They went in and froze all of his bank accounts and they raided our house and they took everything from us. What does this have to do with blockchain and cryptocurrency? As I was doing my research about the decentralized nature of the blockchain technology, I suddenly had a light bulb moment. If my dad had even a fraction of his wealth in a decentralized asset like Bitcoin, my family wouldn't have gone under all the hardships after the revolution. Now, of course, there is risk involved in some cryptocurrency assets and there are a lot of scams. I explain more about how to navigate the cryptocurrency market in my best-selling book, Cryptocurrency Investing for Dummies. And here's for the bonus. You want to create your own business and create high-level value for a very small niche. Everybody, no matter how poor or wealthy they are, have problems. Go find what their problem is, figure out a solution, and then give it to them. This way you can increase your income so that you can have more money to invest in individual stocks and cryptocurrencies. And that is how you can create this avalanche of money that is compounding on top of each other. Your money is working for you, and now you can finally retire and focus on doing what you actually truly love doing, like making YouTube videos like this. So, do you want to fast track your way to wealth? Don't just rely on index funds and consider implementing these strategies and what I call the Wealth Diva ecosystem. I dive deeper into all these steps in our upcoming Build Grow Wealth Live Challenge. So head over to the description area and get on the waiting list. And as always, make your money have babies.